Welcome, welcome. I'm Lisa Cattell, and I'm a speaker, a coach, and an entrepreneur. And I'm passionate about helping you live your most unleashed life, to work with change in a really positive and inspiring way, and to create many more opportunities in your life as a result. So today, in this episode, I wanted to talk about living your most unleashed life. So what do I even mean by unleashed? Well, I'm using that word very deliberately. I'm not talking about small changes or little steps. I'm talking about how you unleash all of you on the world, how you play your biggest game, how you step beyond anything that's holding you back. For me, this is all about freedom, truth, and expansion in every moment, wringing every ounce of joy out of our lives. I believe we're meant to live joyful, passionate, and fulfilled lives where we'll grow and evolve as human beings every day. Otherwise, what on earth is this life all about? So what does an unleashed life look like? What specifically do I mean? So I mean connecting and living to your desires. Yes, desires. I mean no separation, only alignment. That all the pieces of your life flow and slot together and nothing is being avoided or ignored. I mean seeing change as a natural and normal part of life that's embraced and allows you to be more of you in the world. I mean embracing all the opportunities that come to you and never getting stuck. And I mean never doing anything from a place of should or have to, but instead living from a place of truth and alignment. And ultimately, I mean partnering with the universe. I think there's a bigger energy and potential outside of you that you can work with to bring your biggest potential through. So I'm curious, if you're listening to this episode, have you ever felt stuck, or are you feeling stuck right now? For me, feeling stuck is the worst feeling ever, like you don't know what to do next, or that you don't believe that you can create change, or you actually have no clue where to even start. I meet a lot of seemingly successful people who feel this way, who feel dissatisfied in some way in their life. And on the surface, they have the lot. The job, the car, the beautiful home, the relationship, but it just doesn't feel enough. And there's a nagging feeling inside of them that they want more, that something is missing. So they either don't know what they want, or they've made a judgment about being able to have it. Sometimes it's also about feeling safe enough to unleash. It can be seen as scary or unpredictable or selfish. You could ask yourself, do I get to have that? Is it even okay? And sometimes, as I say, sometimes we just have no idea where to even start. And is it okay? Is it okay to want my desires to be unleashed? Is that even okay in the world? So here's a couple of things I know about unleashing your life. And this is from my own experience, but also working with hundreds of clients for the last 13 years. Number one is it's never as scary as you think. So the world won't end. You won't lose everything. You won't be penniless in the gutter. You won't lose your home. Everyone won't think you're crazy, or whatever the story is that you've made up about this. We tend to make up these catastrophic outcomes, and it's really just our ego trying to keep us safe. Our ego doesn't know this future world yet. And when you say, oh, I know, I might unleash myself, it starts to panic and tell you what might go wrong. But I can tell you these stories are never true. The second thing is that you'll actually be more successful when you do this. I've worked in the business world with many leaders who tried to fit in, to be like someone else, to fit the mold, as they say, and it never works. The most successful leaders are the most unique and individual. And if you think about people who inspire you, you'll know that's true. They're truly themselves and people love to follow them. And this is also true if you're an entrepreneur and want to run your own business, probably more so in fact, because your business is probably aligned to your passions. And the third thing is that I know this will transform your life and open up more opportunities than you can even envisage right now. It's like opening up to a panoramic view and taking the blinkers off. You can really see and feel into your potential. So I'll give you an example of one person that I worked with very recently. And this was someone who was in one of my group coaching programs. So this lady was feeling really stuck. She'd been a stay-at-home mum for a few years. She was originally a lawyer, but she'd only gone into law because it was kind of the sensible option. She'd never really wanted to do it. And in her heart of hearts, she'd always known that she was creative and wanted to write and create things. So she was no way a lawyer. She just satisfied herself in doing that. And once she'd stepped out to having children, she couldn't see herself going back. So now, having explored her life with me and looked at who she is and her vision and her passions and what she truly desires, she told me she's got another problem, which is basically she's gone from feeling like she had no options to having so many that she didn't know what to do first. I said to her, just enjoy it, be in the creative flow and see what emerges. So this all sounds great, Lisa, I hear you say. What do I actually do? So this is really my mission in life, to help people unleash, to help you be able to change in a really kind of elegant and purposeful way, and to have so many opportunities, like the lady I spoke about, that you don't even know where to start almost. So I'm going to be talking about this in all the aspects of this podcast and in all subsequent episodes. But to summarise, there's a process that you really need to go through, and I call it my four C's. So these four C's are clarity, confidence, consciously creating things, and collaboration. So firstly, you need clarity on who you are and what you're here to do in the world. As they say, if you don't know the destination, how can you set off towards it? So this encompasses your vision, your purpose, and what you're here to do in the world. Secondly, you need the confidence to truly be yourself in the world and to have moved beyond any limiting beliefs and behaviours. And that when you have this true inner confidence, it opens up so much more in the world for you. You then need to know how to consciously create your life practically and energetically. And most people, in my experience, drift through life. They react to what's going on around them rather than consciously create it. And it's one of the things I'm really passionate about helping you do. And the last thing is, you need to be able to collaborate. So everything we do in the modern world will thrive if you can collaborate. And again, that doesn't matter whether you work for a large organisation, you have a formal team, or you're an entrepreneur that needs other people to work with you. And I have a very different model on this, by the way, that is truly empowering for both parties. So for now, I want you to be able to get going and to take the first two steps, which is all about connection and opening out. So this may be asking yourself some questions that you don't normally ask. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, no one asked me what made me happy or what I desired or what fulfilled me. They said, work hard, go to university and get a proper job. I think I did the first bit, and then I've kind of jumped off that cycle a long time ago. So right, how do you live an unleashed life? So I want you to do two things today, and this will help you move into this space of really starting to explore what an unleashed life means for you. So I want you to tune into what being unleashed means to you. What does it bring up? And as I say, I'm using that word deliberately. I want you to feel unfettered and free. I want you to truly desire and dream and go for everything you want. And I specifically don't want you to worry about practicalities, how you're going to do it, or what it means for anything else or anyone else in your life. I just want you to connect to that heart desire of what you truly want. And I want you to journal on this, ideally first thing in the morning before your resistance pops up, and see what comes up. The second thing is, I want you to connect to your desires. I want you to really look at what you truly desire and see if you can write down 50 desires. And you'll be glad to hear that I've got some resources to help you do that. So the first thing is, I've got two worksheets for you. One is about a morning routine, which has my top tips on journaling. And you can find that at lisacattell.com/morning routine. I've also produced a desires worksheet for you, where you can collate your desires together. You can carry it around with you. When you connect to something that you really want in your life as you go about your everyday world, you can just jot it onto this worksheet. And again, you'll find that at lisacattell.com/desire. Now, I love to work with people. As I said, it's my mission to help people unleash their life. So if you'd like to share with me what's coming up after these exercises, if you'd like to get my advice, then do come and join me also in my free Facebook group, which is called Your Unleashed Life. We are a group of people on a mission like you to create a very different way of living life. I'm in there giving advice, doing live videos, putting content in there. There is so much stuff that you can benefit from in there. And you can be part of this mission that I'm on to help you live the most unleashed life possible. I hope you love the starting points.